the cone at midnight.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke Mathers, flying solo this afternoon because Brian is off improving the station, making some of our AM towers louder, and really just for the benefit of our listening audience. So everybody, next time you talk to Brian, give him a nice thank you for improving the crystal clear quality of the signals here. You're listening to me broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. Talking dueling legislative sessions going on here in the state of Wisconsin today. We've got the State Assembly doing some election over, or excuse me, State Assembly is doing the education overhaul, and the State Senate is doing the state election overhaul legislation, legislative proposals. So my question to the listening audience is which one do you think is worse? Now, I credit both are bad. I don't believe either of the proposals will be met with agreement by our governor, Tony Evers. But posing the question out there, which one's worse, the Republican takeover of state elections or the Republican takeover of an overhaul of the education system, public education system here in the state of Wisconsin, both K through 12 and the UW system and technical colleges as well. 844-967-2789. Taking your tangents. You can keep me company as I fly solo here. I'm going to be joined by a guest in a little bit, Main Street Alliance's Sean Fetaplace. So if you want to share your tangent, get your point in with me, give me a call quick. 844-967-2789. I got Lynn in Oconomowoc texting in saying that if Becca takes the election in the fall, what would stop them from taking over education? Nothing. And I contend you're right, Lynn. I think that if the whichever Republican wins the Republican primary, either Rebecca Clayfish, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, former Marine Kevin Nicholson, or current state assembly person, State Representative Timothy Rantham. I think that these proposals are likely to be part of those administrations' either education or elections policy. And so if a Republican rubber stamp came in, I think these are what the Assembly and State Senate Republicans are thinking that they want to pass. And that's pretty scary because banning systemic racism from being taught in public classrooms, saying diversity is bad, and the things that these proposals would do, though, the not only just the burden that it would put on our public school teachers, the burden that it puts on the district to be any parent that goes out there and contends that they don't like what their teacher is teaching, all of a sudden the district has to go in and investigate these teachers. The dystopia that these Republican lawmakers think that's happening, that they're trying to go defend, is just insane. But I'm taking your calls. 844-967-2789. I got Betsy here in Madison joining me now. Betsy, what's on your mind today?
Well, you asked which one is worse. Just this whole attack on our teachers began under Scott Walker. And then, of course, they can't win elections barely, so they have to attack the elections. It's all part of the plan. I mean, Scott Walker, when he was our governor, he wants to change the Constitution. Now, there was another state that recently did that as well. And I just don't see anything good coming from this legislation. I just hope and pray that Wisconsinites and all over this country, people wake up as to what the Republican plan is, and it's simply to destroy our democracy. I really thank you, Luke and Brian, and everyone who is making us all aware of what's happening in our state as well as across this country. Our COVID pandemic is not winding down. I mean, I just, well, anyway, we got to roll with it and get out there and vote. But I just pray and hope that we can all come together as Wisconsinites, as our state once was a great state. It is no longer. I'm so sorry to say that. It's just really sad, from our environment to the DNR to the lame duck, who, Robin Boss, he's the shadow governor. I just.
I think Robin Voss wants to believe that he's the shadow governor, Betsy. And I know lame duck was very detrimental in hamstringing the ability of current Governor Tony Evers and officials like Attorney General Josh Call from being able to go about their jobs the same way that former Attorney General Brad Schimmel and former Governor Scott Walker were able to do theirs. And that's the important note to note as well, is that before the 2020 election and all of the conversations that we're having now of Republicans not being able to accept the results of a free and fair election that occurred in November of 2020, they were still in denial of the results of Wisconsinites going to the polls in 2018 as well. And I fear you're right. Is if what is this going to continue even if say they get to win in 2022 and they put these Republican policies in place to be able to change the state election laws? Any election after that, are they still going to throw a tantrum when they lose and say that it was stolen from them? Is this just a perpetual cycle that we have to live in now, where anytime, regardless of how strict the election laws are put together by Republicans in the state of the Wisconsin, anytime they lose, they cry foul and say it was stolen? And that's a huge concern, and that's why I think it's important to be talking about these bills that the state Senate is taking up today. But hopefully, well, I have a pretty good idea that they're going to be vetoed if they pass this legislative session. But hopefully, the dice fall in the right direction come November of 2022, and they do not get a Republican rubber stamp to be able to sign off on proposals like they're hearing today. But folks, I'm now joined by my friend Sean Fetteplace of the Main Street Alliance, giving us an update about the small business advocacy he is doing for that great organization, Wisconsin Main Street Alliance. Sean, how are you doing today?
Good, and I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you very much. An icy great and February birthdays are so much fun because you get to see everybody else doing fun things on their like June and July birthdays, and this is the kind of weather I get for a birthday in February. And we had like third false spring on Sunday as well, so at least I got a nice weekend ahead of the time. I got to enjoy it then. But Sean, appreciate you joining me this afternoon. And so one of the things I missed while I was out last week, and I'm kind of all catching up, but we had the State of the State address going on here in Wisconsin. Governor Evers gave that last week. And I wanted to have you on and be able to talk a little bit about what was covered in that State of the State address, and if you could give us an update about how Main Street Alliance is reacting to the State of the State.
Yeah, and it was great to actually attend the State of the State this year, first time doing that. And it was with three of our members, Corrine Hendrickson of New Glarus, Dave Heide, who maybe your listeners probably know here in Dane County, and then Ramona Hallman up in Baraboo. And they were there as business owners to hear what the governor had to say about, what his priorities were for this state looking forward. And there is good news. Unemployment's 2.9%. The economy is coming back very rapidly. Omicron is starting to subside, thankfully. And, folks are in a good position to be able to recover. However, there's still the lingering effects of COVID in terms of its financial impact on a lot of our members. And so there's going to be a need for an ongoing level of support. Thankfully, through the governor's leadership, there's been $550 million that has been spent on small business grants across the state. But there are certain industries that still are in pretty rough shape, especially the restaurants and bars. If your listeners go to the Wisconsin Examiner website, there's a really great article in there about the impact of Omicron on the service sector. And so it's great to hear what the governor had planned. We support his proposal to use the surplus money to make needed investments in our state. And frankly, we do not need to wait a year, which is what the majority in the legislature wants to do.
Or almost more than a year.
Yeah. And really all they want to do is pass a big fat tax cut for the very wealthy. And yeah, that's not really something that is needed nor good for the state. So, you know, we very much hope that during the special session coming up in early March, that the legislature will take up the governor's plan and take it seriously.
Yeah, I think it's pretty, we're going to have to come up with a new name for this quote unquote rainy day fund then, if Republicans want to only sit on it and utilize it when a Republican is in the governor's office, because it's really not a rainy day fund. It's more of a slush fund that they give out tax cuts when they see fit, because like you said, restaurants and bars here in the state of Wisconsin are still suffering. The Omicron hit right before a huge the holiday season is huge for the hospitality sector, and the fact that that is right when the Omicron wave coincided, it was detrimental. And the fact that, like you said, this is ongoing relief that's needed for the small businesses to be able to recover from this pandemic. And it's not just a one and done. It's not an one-off shoot that you can just, I did this and now my work here is done and we're going to wrap up this legislative session and we're going to call ourselves assembly people and state senators and we're going to work 2 months out of the year. And
yeah,
and the fact that If they don't want to utilize those funds and actually adhere to the special session that Governor Evers called last year, then I really don't know what they're doing up there, Sean.
I mean, they took an 8-month vacation during the middle of the pandemic, which we called them out for when they finally came back. I would say that, listen, you know, the proposals by the governor, the $150 per taxpayer, per person, which could help put some money in folks' pockets to be able to absorb some of the higher energy costs and other things right now. The matching of the federal child care rebate on for those costs also is in there, matching the state with the federal tax code. And I have to say, as a father of a 5-year-old, I recently did my taxes, and it was enormously helpful to be able to deduct child care costs. To be able to do that at the state level would also be really helpful. And there's also just other overdue needed investments that are in there. So, and it doesn't mean use all the money. I mean, it uses, I think it's like $1.5 billion out of the, I believe it's like $3.2 billion.
3.8.
And so
it's almost 3.9. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of surplus that they're sitting on there. And rather than do any number of the great things that you just listed off that could be done right now to help Wisconsin families that are struggling, it sounds like LeMahieu and Voss are more than content, because Sean, I think when we boil it down, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're doing fine and they don't see the need for action. And so rather than actually help the Wisconsinites that need help right now in any of the number of ways that you just listed, they're just going to say, no, we want this for political gain and we're going to sit on it until we get to choose how it's spent. And like you said, it's going to be a tax cut to some of the wealthiest Wisconsinites that don't need assistance right now.
Yeah. I mean, these are the same guys that were calling for repeal of the state income tax recently. The Koch Brothers Group, Americans for Prosperity, a bunch of right-wing business interests in our state, right before the Christmas holiday, put out the statement and this analysis that says that they wanted to repeal the state income tax. And, you know, there's actually been a proposal by Senator Roger Roth of Appleton, who's now coincidentally running for lieutenant governor, to repeal the state income tax. Grover Norquist, who was a former associate of disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, decided to talk it up on Twitter as well. I don't know if that's a company I'd want to keep, if I'm being honest with you. And
Sean, furthermore, let's hold that thought. We're gonna take a quick break here. But folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Sean Fetteplace of Main Street Alliance here joining me. We're gonna be right back after this short break. Down on Main Street.